Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about, can men and women be friends? Now, this is again a very controversial topic, as we do for every single debate. And that is because we all know that there are lots of men and women who are friends with each other. But some people, and especially I would say that dating coaches and sometimes even experts suggest that actually men and women cannot be friends. Boys and girls cannot be friends, because eventually if they are deemed or classed to be as friends, then eventually it will turn into a romantic relationship where one will catch feelings for the other, and essentially it will never ever always begin and end with a friendship. It might end up with something else, whether it's enemies or whether it's lovers. So we wanted to really talk about this issue of whether men and women can be friends. And if you want to also participate in these debates, then please comment below. If you're listening on Spotify, you can always comment your ideas and thoughts as well after the debate as well. But today we're going to be talking about this topic. And for this debate, I will be for this statement, men and women can be friends. And my sister will actually be against the statement men and women can be friends. And hopefully you'll enjoy this. And as we always say, please make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to every single podcast episode of this series, including this one. So without any further ado, I guess I'm going to get started with the first point of men and women can be friends. So first of all, I would like to say for my point, and that is that not everything has to be romanticized. And I think that this is something that's a very, very key issue, because the reason why most people argue that men and women cannot be friends is simply because they think that it's eventually going to end up as a romantic relationship where one will catch the feelings for the other. But I personally think that that is not true. Especially, you can even see people who are married, like married couples, they can, even if there is a man who's in a, like, you know, who's married to another woman, he can still have female friends outside of the marriage. It doesn't mean that he cheats. As soon as he gets a female friend, he cheats on his wife. That is not how it works. So we can clearly see that not everything in this world has to be romanticized. And I feel like this idea of men and women cannot be friends truly comes from, you know, social media and movies. Because if you see movies, there is always this thing where it starts off with two friends, who's a guy and a girl, and then eventually it turns into love. And I just don't think that everything is romanticized, that needs to be romanticized in this way. So books, social media, movies, peer pressure, all of these things creates this false idea. And I think that we should not be believing in this false idea. And the second thing is, if you truly think that men and women cannot be friends because they might, you know, end up romantically liking each other, I think that you should also think then surely every other relationship between a man and woman can also be romanticized in this way. So for example, a teacher and a student, are you really trying to say that now a teacher and a student who might be like a male teacher and a female student, they're going to like each other romantically? Or if, for example, there's like even a boss and a client that are just because, you know, they're of opposite sex, they're now going to like each other romantically? We can always compare with other relationships as well, because they're also having conversations just like friends would. So I just think that this idea of men and women cannot be friends is absurd, because not everything in this world has to be romanticized, and this all comes from movies, social media, and peer pressure.
I completely agree with some of the things, but I believe that the thing about students and teacher relationship, that's not what we're talking about necessarily. We're talking about specifically, let's say, two university students who hang out together, and can they potentially become more than friends? We're not talking about, yeah, mother and father, or like, you know, mother and daughter, or like teacher and a student, or a patient and a doctor. Like, that's not what we're talking about here necessarily. Those are like professional relationships. We can't really compare those. We're talking about casual men, male and female friendships that are together, basically. That's the way we're talking in mind this today's episode. So the first thing that I would say in response to your points is the fact that there's always one side that's going to want something more than the other, and this is usually going to be the male side, because the male side are more visually very creative people. They like seeing what they see on with their eyes and everything. So if they have a female friend who's really attractive, maybe goes to the gym and, you know, she looks after her body and all those kind of things, he might think that, you know, oh yeah, I'm with her because she's my friend and everything. But subconsciously, he's thinking something else, and we don't know. And in most of the cases, men don't know this until maybe that friend leaves them, let's say for another guy, or maybe that girl know, has to move somewhere else, let's say from London to Greece or something like that. And that's why she has to, then he realizes that actually, you know what? Yeah, I know I was with her for her jokes and her quirky behaviors, but actually I like her. I like her more than a friend. That's when they realize. So that space sometimes is very necessary, in my opinion, to make sure that you get also clarity about what you're doing. But especially if you're a girl listening to this and you might be confused whether the guy that you're friends with likes you or not, you should always seek clarity, like every step of the way. Especially if it's in your heart that you feel like, oh, there might be something more here. So yeah, I think that I would highly recommend that. But there's always, always a case that the other side always wants something more. Whether and it's usually the guy that wants something more in the friendship.
I think that personally, scientifically, this has not really been proven. I think that, you know, there probably have been, you know, scientific studies on this. And I don't think I've seen like a scientific report or study which suggests that, oh, like there is always going to be like, I think that it makes sense that male, for example, they have to some extent like stronger hormones like testosterone, like they're more attracted. So I understand what you mean by that, how the male side is more attracted towards the female than vice versa. But I personally think that we still haven't scientifically proven the fact that, oh, as soon as a man and a woman become friends, they can actually become romantic partners later on and they can't remain as friends. I don't think this has been proven. And the second thing is that you yourself said in your statement that, oh, like two friends, a man and a woman, they can potentially, and the key word there is potentially, become a romantic relationship. So surely potential means that it could be, or, you know, there is a partial possibility of that happening. It doesn't mean that it's confirmed. So our whole point of this debate is saying that men and women cannot be friends at all, but you also contradicted yourself by saying that it could potentially be a relationship. So you can see a bit of a bit of parallels going on. It doesn't really make sense. And I think that my point for these 2 minutes is the fact that, yeah, friendships, again, the thing about you saying the friendships, there's always a bit more to it, is hasn't been proven. And I would say that my point for these 2 minutes is that self-control is key. So if you personally think that, oh, like, for example, the male side, if let's say we do go with the argument, we say that the male is going to end up liking the female. Well, I think that this is actually a very good lesson of self-control. And I think that as humans, we have been given brains, we have hearts, we are intellectually capable of being able to distinguish between who's our female friends versus, you know, our partners. So I personally think that a man should be able to identify who is the friend and who is the wife, and it doesn't mean that they can't be friends anymore. So I think self-control is key.
Yeah, but the thing is, self-control is not something that not everybody has. And unfortunately, things like attraction, which is my point, is very, very important to understand that it's not something that you can necessarily control. So, for example, yeah, two people might be friends together and everything, but how can we actually control if we suddenly, over the period of time, let's say over the period of 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, we actually start attracting them, getting attracted to them in a very romantically way and everything like that. So it's really hard to, like, for someone, especially men, to control these kind of things, because that's how they are made, that's how they are, that's how they're in their DNA. But for girls, maybe we can control it. We kind of practice self-control, but I wouldn't rely personally on self-control in any kind of male-female friendship. Like, you know, because if I'm friends with a guy, yeah, I might talk to him, I might joke around with him, but it won't be something like, you know, that a guy to guy can have as a friend, or like a girl to girl can have as a friend, if you know what I mean. It's not going to be the same ever, because it's a very thin line of flirting versus joking, because when you're flirting, you also joke at the same time. When you're joking, you can be a bit flirtatious as well, and you don't realize it. Like, you know, there's a very fine line, a very gray area. Like, you can be subconsciously attracted to each other, you don't even know this. So that's why I feel like self-control is something that you cannot necessarily do in a male-female friendship, and you actually just end up liking them. And that's when people say, when people are best friends and they become lovers, they realize, I didn't even know when this happened. I don't even know when I started liking her more than a friend, or I don't know, I never thought of her like in that way. But suddenly, out of 6 months, 6 years even after the friendship, then I realized, oh my god, I actually like her more. I want to make her my wife, for example, something like that. So we will never know these things. We will never know, and self-control can never be practiced in these kind of situations because of attraction.
I personally have to completely disagree with that. I do understand what you mean again by the fact that males might have stronger hormones and then they might find it harder to control, which is why, like, for example, in specific religions, like, for example, you know, if you see, for example, in Islam, like, it's told for men to lower their gaze more than women because obviously men, for example, they might have more temptations and they're more visual creatures, as you rightly said so. But at the same time, I also think that the fact that you said about subconsciously getting attracted someone, I personally think that, again, because we are intellectually capable, I personally think that you do subconsciously also know if you're getting attracted to the person. And I think that, you know, I, for example, might, you know, like, or any girl might, for example, like a specific, like, personality trait of a guy, but I think that they will be able to differentiate whether they just like the personality trait or whether they're liking the person as a whole. And I think that it is very easy for you to actually distinguish it. And I think the fact that you said about being subconsciously attracted, I think that this is why I personally would like to say for these 2 minutes, is that I personally think that rules must be kept in place. So I feel like as long as there are rules, certain rules, then men and women can be friends. So for example, let's say things like, if I had to give a very generic rule, it would be, for example, you shouldn't really be texting your male friends who you consider only as friends after midnight. Like if you're, for example, texting in bed at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the night, I think that's kind of a red flag that is going somewhere more deeper than a friendship. But if you're keeping it, for example, to school, I think that is completely fine. And I personally think that having male to female friendships are actually really necessary for healthy, loving relationships. Because, for example, if you see a husband, the only woman he has in his life is his wife, then he will eventually get bored of her and he will want space from her. And that's why he might need to have female friends on the side to, like, you know, rejuvenate himself and recharge as well. So I personally think that number one is necessary for healthy, loving relationships. And number two is that you need to have rules in place.
Well, the thing is about the rules bit, I don't think I completely agree with that, because if you see from female to female or male to male, there's no such thing called rules unnecessarily, because of course you're gonna have boundaries and everything. Like, you're not gonna call me when I'm in the middle of an interview and I'm expected to pick it up. Obviously not. But for things like female to female or male to male, I feel like, you know, you can pick up, you can call that friend even at 3 a.m. and they will be there for you. Like, that's the kind of friendship that you seek for, and you want other person to actually do that for you as well. So if you cannot do that for a male to female friendship, that's very weird, because why? Why can't we do that? Because we're friends, right? We can do whatever we like, in a way. Like, I can be a man-to-man to you, like, in a man-to-man, a male-to-male friendship. Like, I can treat you like a boy, basically. And I can do whatever I like with you. So I can be, you know, burping in front of you if I want to. Or if I want to fart in front of you, I can do that too. Like, that's the kind of things that we're talking about. But at the same time, I feel like, if the woman in the friendship group or the friendship between the male and the female is single, is more tempting for the guy to do something, you know, to take this somewhere else, especially if she's single. Like, 100%, I would say even 95% of the time, like, if the girl is single, the guy takes her somewhere else. Like, that's just what happens. Like, because if the girl is not single, the guy would not be friends with her in the first place. Let's be honest. I don't think he would be able to be friends with her for a long term, especially. He cannot be chatting with her at 2 a.m. and be like, oh, what's up, girl? How have you been? No. I don't think this would go anywhere. If the girl is single, this can happen. But if the girl is not single and she has a boyfriend or a husband or anyone, I don't think so. I don't think male to female friendship can ever last.
Well, I think that's why I said about the rules in place. I think that that's why the rules are necessary, because, you know, it's not about, and even like the reason why a man wouldn't be able to chat to a woman who's already taken is because she has already rules. And like, for example, she might be hanging out with her boyfriend at that time. So obviously she can't be talking to a guy friend. So that's why a guy doesn't even have a chance with a taken girl, because she would already be having like time with her boyfriend or her partner. So that's why she would have those rules. But unfortunately, a lot of single girls, they don't have rules in place. They get excited when they see a male friend text them at 2 o'clock in the night and be like, oh my God, this is the guy. And then they just start texting them. And because they don't have rules in place, that's why it eventually goes from a friendship to a romantic relationship. friendships. I think that rules are what the key to a healthy friendship. And you might be thinking, why is it that we don't need rules in male-to-male friendship or female-to-female friendship? Well, I think that, again, yes, it could potentially, as you rightly said so right from the beginning, yes, it could potentially turn into a romantic relationship. But that also, then we can also, if I had to take this to a completely extreme side, that could also show that LGBT people, people who are, for example, bi or lesbian, are you trying to say lesbians can't have female friends? Are you trying to say gay people can't have male friends? So we can really take this in so many different extreme levels. But what I'm trying to say here is that you still need relationships or friendships of your opposite sex in order to have good bonds. And that's going to be my point for these 2 minutes, which is that if you have like male friends, then you also get to know your triggers and you get to know about what type of guy you like. And if there is, for example, if you hang out with a lot of male friends, let's say as a female, and you get to see that, you know, you somehow attract a lot of male friends who are very funny, and you might realize that, you know what, one personality trait that I would want my husband to have is to be funny, and you would basically realize that, then you can start in the future, you would know what type of guy you want. So I think that having friends, even if you're not looking at your male friend as a potential husband, looking at the personality traits that you like, you can then go on and choose your type of person that you would want in your future.
Of course you can do that, but at the same time, I think that's very unethical and very immoral of the girl to do that, because she's not seeing her, whatever she might like in a friend, in a guy friend, is not the same what she might look for in a potential suitor. If you know what I mean, because there might be some things, like let's say the guy does, oh yeah, he's funny, he drops himself, like, you know, he can't walk properly sometimes, that you might find that cute, but you don't necessarily want all of those things in a suitor, if you know what I mean. You might enjoy like being with them, but that doesn't mean that you won't want that necessarily to be your suitor, because if that was the case, then you would have made him your boyfriend, in my opinion, or you would have made him as your someone very important, or someone romantic, like a partner or something. So you will not keep that person as a friend, in my opinion. If you were looking for some things, of course a girl can like some things in a guy, let's say he's so sweet, or another one maybe cooks food, or another one, you know, he can brush his hair so nicely, whatever it is. But then why are they not your boyfriend then, if there are certain things that you like about them? But you can't take, then you start imagining, oh yeah, I just realized Simon makes really good food. Oh my God, how comes I never realized? I really love men who can cook. And then you start imagining, oh, what if Simon was my boyfriend, actually? That wouldn't be a bad idea, you know, actually. He makes me laugh. Oh my God, he picks up my phone at 2 a.m. anytime I call him, and he's like, oh, don't worry, Lucia, you'll be fine. Like, you know, he's there for you all the time. So why is he not your boyfriend? Then you start imagining. That's when the girl starts imagining and thinking that maybe I actually like Simon. I don't know, maybe I do. So that's when the friendship gets really messy. That's when it gets really, really messy, and which is why I feel like men and women can never be friends.
Well, I personally think that all of these fantasies can actually start from, number one, not having the rules, and number two, also from I think from not gaining clarity, as I said in the beginning. I think that a man and a woman can be friends as long as they're clear with what they want. So a great example of this, I know this doesn't always work, but a great example of this is, for example, like, I kind of understand when, for example, like, men and women call each other bro and sis in a regular basis. And I know that this doesn't always work, but things, small things like that can really prove that, you know, for example, a girl consistently calling a brother bro can sometimes mean that she is keeping him as a bro. And like, no, it doesn't work all the time. There are still guys who end up liking the girl even though the girl calls him bro. But you know, it can sometimes show clarity. So I think that it is all about clarity. That's what's going to stop creating these fantasies, as you said, about, oh, what if Simon, you know, Simon is really good and he can be my boyfriend. That's not how it works. If you gain clarity, then those fantasies will not start in the first place. And the second thing I wanted to say is the fact that, and I think that about the sense about, you know, Simon, you know, he's a really good cook, what if he becomes my boyfriend? I think that, as I said, it's not about Simon as a person, you're liking him, it's the personality trait. And I think that that's what can make you distinguish. If you then see, for example, Luke, he is, something that you don't like about him is that, for example, he's very insecure, he gets peer pressured very easily, then you will know that you don't want to look for that in a potential husband. And you're not using these guys. These guys are also your friend. They are also, they might be doing the same thing to you. So why do you think that it's unethical or immoral for you to be doing that? You're not using them. You're still friends. You're still having a good time. So I don't think that's using them. My last point for these 2 minutes is that I personally think that male-to-female friendships is needed in many aspects of your life, for example, in school. And if you, for example, have a male classmate in your class, I think it's weird nowadays to call them just a classmate. You have to give it a definition. If it's not your boyfriend or your partner, then I think it has to be called friend. I think that's the only explanation that you can do. So I think that having a definition or a class system for, not a class system, but just a definition of what you and your male friend are, I think that's a really good thing to have.
Definitely, but I feel like a woman, for example, if I was a woman, honestly speaking, if I saw a man as just a friend, he would always be kept in that category most of the time. Because from the day one, we'll be clear that, you know what, we're actually starting this off, let's be honest, we're not going to keep this as a friendship for too long. Like, you just have that vibe, you just have that energy, like, you know what, yeah, we're going to start as a friendship, as a formality, but we know this is going to go somewhere else because we like each other in that way. So sometimes you just know, and there are some women and men who are always gonna keep some people as friend zone. Like, this girl is always gonna stay as a friend, but that doesn't happen usually. And I don't think ever a girl would go up to a friend and be like, yeah, I like this traits about you and all those kind of things. I don't think so. I don't think girls do that, and nor do guys. Guys wanna keep, if they really don't like a girl as a romantic partner and they know it, like, they just keep it that way, if you know what I mean. And they never go and look for, oh, you know, Sarah does good cooking or something like that. They never go they don't do that. But yeah. But I feel like, yeah, female friendship and male friendship can never work because the other one always wants something, as already mentioned. The other one is more attracted to the other, as always mentioned, especially if the other one looks really good and fit and everything. And also adding to that is rich and all those kind of things. And the biggest one is if the woman is single. If the woman is single, very, very tempting to make that girl as your girlfriend or a wife. But if that girl is taken already, you will never see a guy's luring around her at all. That will not happen. It will just not happen, because guys will be like, even if I actually potentially become something, I catch feelings for her in the future, she will be like, oh, but I was already with him. So that's why you'll never see girls luring around her. It's just because of that, ladies and gentlemen, and I won.
I personally think she didn't win. But yeah, I would personally say that was actually a debate, that was our end of our debate. I hope that you have enjoyed this debate. I know this got a little bit fiery, and I think that, you know, we did try our best to kind of give you both perspectives. So please make sure to definitely comment below your thoughts and ideas for this topic. If you're on Spotify, we will leave a chat box in the down below. And thank you so much for listening to today's debate. Also, if you have any more suggestions, you can also leave it in the chat box or email us on the chatlibrary@gmail.com, which is our old email account, but you can use it, it's still there. And thank you so much for listening to today's debate.
We really hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, surbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.